Decomposition is hosting our first live podcast recording August 9th at the Old Canal Inn in Nutley, New Jersey.
Join us,
Brad,
and Katie for an evening of stand-up comedy featuring some of our favorite comedian guests, including Donna V,
Michelle Traina,
Darren Patterson,
and Natty Bumpercar. Then, stick around as we take down one of our favorite guilty pleasures.
Tickets are just $8 in advance and $10 at the door.
Advanced ticket sales are available through Eventbrite.com.
Again, that's August 9th at 8 p.m. at the Old Canal Inn in Nutley, New Jersey.
We hope to see you there. And remember, it's not a guilty pleasure
if you don't feel guilty.
And now, on to the episode.
I'm very glad that Missy Elliott is not a police officer, because I can only imagine the amount of poorly endowed men who would just be getting away with what I'm assuming are horrific crimes.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is wet yet. It's your primitive is wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyperanalyze all of your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Today is the second to last day of school.
Sure.
And a month from today, when we're recording, when this episode actually comes out, I'm sure I'll be even better, because I will have been only working part-time for a month straight. So,
are you a little bit anxious about reading the lyrics to this song?
I am very uncomfortable.
Oh, it's going to be...
The lyrics to the song. And I could not figure out where you were going with your intro at all.
You get it now?
I do get it.
Sure.
It's the searching stuff. I get it.
Okay.
Well. I get it.
It's not a good joke if you explain it.
Oh, no. I ruined your joke.
We're going to treat our audience like idiots.
Well,
that's fine.
You know.
So we do have very explicit lyrics today.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an episode for children.
Or for my mother. Mom, turn it off now.
Yes, please. Mom, turn the- No, Terry, you can keep listening. Go for it.
Please don't.
You're an adult woman who makes her own choices.
Right. Brad, I don't want her to hear this one.
Well, then turn it off, Terry.
Okay.
All right. Today on the podcast, we have a brand new guest. She is a stand-up comedian, Kate Nichols. Kate, welcome to Decomposition Podcast. Thank you for coming out here to do this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, now, you, when we asked you what type of music you were into, it was like, I forget what the exact response you said.
Like, but lady folk kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Lilith Fair stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
It was like female empowerment, like pop.
Like aggressive female rap.
Okay.
Much.
And then, yes.
Yeah.
Aggressive female rap. Is this song a song that you love?
I have a special place in my heart for Missy Elliott's Work It.
Sure.
When you said that you were going to select a terrible pop song and you labeled this as such, I was hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this song came out when I was in middle school, so it has a very special place in my heart in terms of what it meant for, like, our end of the year dances and birthday parties.
That is very much not an appropriate place for, for this song to appear.
No, it was, you know, you're 12, 13, like, discovering new things about your body, and songs like this kind of helped you figure it out.
Missy Elliott definitely could help you discover several things about your body in this song.
Oh, mm-hmm. And she does.
You just made me feel like such a prude, because I'm a high school teacher, and a few years ago, now I didn't necessarily impose all the rules about music at the prom, but it was like left to me to enforce them.
Mm.
So I would like talk to the DJ, and I'd be like, obviously, play modern music. We want them to have fun. But, like, try to nick stuff that really crosses the mm-hmm. line. And then, like, in the middle of prom, I think it was 3 years ago, this song came on, and I walked right over to the DJ, and I was like, change it.
This song, work it. At a high school prom.
At a high school prom.
Yeah.
But you just said they played it at your middle school dances.
They definitely did.
So, I must be a big old prude.
But, I mean, it's an explicit song.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of, like, cursing or, like, bad language necessarily, but there's so much innuendo that goes on through. I mean, the song is explicitly about Missy Elliott getting laid.
And from the perspective of an adult who is in the room at a dance for people who are not adults, we do not want to see you dance to this song or to the windows and the walls. What's right. that song called?
I think that's what it's called.
It's not.
It is. Yeah.
You all know what I'm talking about.
It's called Skeet Skeet.
It's called Skeet Skeet Skeet. We don't want to see you dance to that.
Right.
And a number of other things I could list. We don't want to see it.
Right.
It's horrible for us.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
But I would like to make sure you understand that I don't think I label this as a terrible pop song. I don't think this is bad at all. I think it's wild and ridiculous, but not at all bad. Like, Missy Elliott somehow can pull it off. She somehow can write down these bizarro, hypersexual lyrics and just, like, pull it off.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things I think I liked about and still do like about Missy Elliott is not just in her songs, but in her videos, there's always there's just like bizarre wild. Element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's very much like a Busta Rhymes video or a Ludacris video.
Yeah. Do they share a director?
Oh, any of those videos?
Because I was thinking the exact same thing.
Who was that, Hype Williams?
I think so.
Yeah.
And they have that like fisheye lens thing going on. Mm-hmm. Not so much in this one, but she's got an earlier video where she's wearing like a trash bag.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, the rain. Yeah. I can't stand the rain against my window.
I love that video. And this one, she's got like the herky jerky dance moves, and there's just some
and
weird.
The bees.
What's going on with the bees? I don't care. I love it.
Drop a factoid on you early. Those bees were real.
They looked real. I thought they were real.
So evidently one crew member got stung.
Well, the bees were very well behaved then.
Yeah.
They were all. So if you haven't seen the video, those of you listening, there's a like one setting, I guess you would call it in the video where she has bees all over like her face and her.
There's a DJ like spinning a turntable.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out the symbolism if it means like this track is buzzing, you know?
Oh.
What does it mean? Maybe that's it.
I like that idea. Like, I like
why are the bees here?
Was this song buzzworthy on MTV?
I like how deep you just got with that.
You know? And I think, well, I do like to think about that kind of stuff in film and music videos in particular. Like, oh, is there supposed to be a meaning behind that? But I think sometimes it is just like a bizarre idea or like, mm-hmm. This could be cool. Let's try this.
It's kind of like in English classes. Sometimes we talk about this because you get like pretty deep into symbolism. And everyone has like those annoying English teachers who are like, everything is a symbol. But sometimes a blue car is just a blue car.
Yeah.
It's sort of the same principle. Like every once in a while, something is just there and it doesn't have a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
But I think the bees could. Who knows?
Maybe they do. But there's a lot of stuff in this video that I think is just a blue car. Is just weird for weird's sake. I'll tell you what this guy has directed. Dude's name is Dave Myers. He's worked with so many hip hop artists over the years. Master P, Silk the Shocker, the 69 Boys. Let's see.
A couple of great names right in a row there.
They say Jay-Z, maybe LL Cool J, Kid Rock, Sugar Ray, Power Man 5000, Lil Wayne, Juvenile, just a million people.
Okay.
There You Go by Pink.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. Tal Bachman's similar... If You Sleep, Katie.
Oh, well, thank goodness Tal Bachman worked with this guy.
Enrique Iglesias, Eve. Who were we just talking about? Like,
we were talking about Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. I didn't see Busta Rhymes on here. He did work with Ludacris.
Okay. Well, Offspring. That's not the same person.
No, it's definitely not the same person.
I don't
even
know if their videos are similar at all.
Ja Rule. So, yeah, that's as much as I care to get into of Dave Myers' filmography.
Maybe Dave Myers was inspired by the Busta Rhymes style
Korn.
Videos.
He worked on Korn.
I thought you said you were done.
Yeah, but now I see Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway. Do you expect me to get off of this?
Wow.
Outcast. I can see that.
Career.
Brad loves Kelly Clarkson.
I do love Kelly Clarkson.
That's one of the skeletons in his closet.
It's not really a skeleton in my closet. To be fair, there's about a half dozen Kelly Clarkson songs that I like, and the rest of them I forget exist. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Should we pause on the song for a moment and find out some more things about Kate?
Yeah, let's do that.
Whoa.
So, Kate, before we get too into this song, this crazy-ass song, I need to ask you, do you remember what the first album you ever owned was, or the first album you ever remember like connecting with as a kid?
I think so. And I might have two answers to this question.
Because that's fine.
The first thing that comes to mind is Britney Spears' debut album. So it's like the one with the pink cover. It's like peachy pinkish. She's in denim shorts.
The Oops, like, I Did It Again.
Was it Baby One More Time?
Yes. Baby One More Time.
But she's like, she's looking real sweet and like teenagery.
Isn't there a song on that album called Email My Heart?
Maybe.
I think there is.
Yeah.
I hope there is.
I think I'd like saved up my allowance and got to buy it secondhand at a CD store that sold used CDs. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So you could get them real nice and cheap.
How old do you think you were?
I might have been like 9.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe 8 or 9, because that might have come out in like 98, 99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she broke in, I think I was still in high school. So yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Like 99.
Yeah, that song is on there.
That song is on there. That's my victory pose right there.
Yes.
It was called Baby One More Time, and starts off with Baby One More Time, and then it's followed up immediately by You Drive Me Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her version of The Beat Goes On by Sonny and Cher.
Wow. I didn't know that was on her album.
Yep.
And then there is a song called Email My Heart.
Email My Heart. There's another song just called Soda Pop.
Adorable.
Yeah. See, very cute, poppy.
Right.
You know, it was before she made The Turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, The Turn came after she got married to Kevin Federline.
No, I mean before that. Like, Oops, I Did It Turn. Again. Yeah, like the red leather suit.
Right. And the like, weird, even though the she weird had... like, Titanic stuff that happens in that video.
Yeah, that's really fun. But she had Hit Me Baby One More Time, which had, like, the whole Catholic schoolgirl, right. Like, wait, what's going on here video. Mm-hmm. Like, this is very sexual.
I'm a bad little girl, yeah.
Yeah, but she
Are
still
you
hadn't...
I'm the worst.
No, Britney Spears brought up weird stuff for all of us. she hadn't 100%. Like, my dad was a pastor when I was growing up. So, after that point in time, she became like, I wasn't supposed to listen to her.
Oh, terrible influence, you know?
Yeah. But the other answer that I have is my dad was very into musical theater. So, growing up, I was exposed to a lot of that. And we had this video of Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat with Donny Osmond.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Yeah, the soldier of love himself. Yeah.
I can't say that I had an album of it. I might have also, because I do think we listen to it in the car a lot, but I would watch that video over and over and over again. It was this full length musical that they acted out on stage, but it was a recording.
Awesome.
So a lot of those songs speak to my heart. That might be the first like album full piece of work that I owned spiritually.
Oh my God.
If not.
Do you know how old you were when you guys started enjoying that as a family?
That might have been around the same time.
That like, Potiphar's Wife scene is pretty
yeah,
pretty
wasn't
sexy.
It Angelica Houston?
Oh, I haven't seen this movie version.
Oh.
I was in that musical.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I remember the basic plot of it, but I didn't know Potiphar's Wife was Angelica Houston in the movie. Now I kind of want to watch it.
I could be wrong. It's pretty great. It's pretty good. I recommend it. So yeah, that's a very unique thing because my dad like we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons till we were a certain
sure,
age.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
I wasn't allowed to own a Simpsons t-shirt until I was like in high school.
Yeah.
Because my mom couldn't just have a kid running around with a t-shirt that said, eat my shorts.
No, you know, that's rude.
How vile.
Horrible. Yeah.
Someone's shorts. Because it does, in
you don't
comparison.
Eat a man's shorts. You don't eat a man's shorts.
That's it's just rude.
Yeah. In comparison to like the most vulgar insult you could think of, it does seem so benign, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. And the other one was I couldn't wear the I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you?
Mm. Oh, well, that said hell on it.
It sure
that's
did.
That's H-E double hockey sticks right yep. there. And the Whitleys don't stand for that kind of language.
Not on our clothing. Around the dinner table, sure, but
yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
Any other musicals you connected with as a kid?
Annie.
Oh, every kid, yeah.
Annie, hardcore. Me and my friends would, when we'd be at McDonald's with our families, we'd go in the play place and try to convince people around us that we were orphans.
That's amazing.
By talking about the fact that we were there by ourselves and had no families. And we'd be listening to people around us to see if they bought it.
Did it ever work?
No, and no one was ever like, hello, young children, are you okay? Which is, I guess we were looking for attention. Well, let's find you a
warden of the state.
Because your parents were like 5 feet away.
Yeah. And, you know, that movie made being an orphan look like so much fun. Like, they're tumbling down the stairs and clean singing together.
You could dance with a broom. Yeah. Have a great time.
Somebody, I watched something about the making of one of the more recent iterations of Annie on Broadway, and they talked about how in that film version, that was one of their big hangups, that the orphans all look so happy. On stage, they really wanted to make it clear that these were Depression era orphans who were not loved and had no joy in their hearts.
It's a hard knock life, but they're enjoying the hell out of it.
Right. You know? If you do watch the video, like those girls in that scene, Hard Knock Life, they are giggling and laughing. Right. And their
jazz hands are out. They're smiling. Yeah.
But I don't know. If you're going through tough stuff, sometimes that's how you survive, right? Maybe they did smile every now and then.
Kate is deep.
For 3 minutes at a time. We get 3 minutes of joy before Carol Burnett just like squashes all of our hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that song we all made up and learned about cleaning this place?
That's my favorite part of the day.
Let's do it now.
That's the whistle while you work.
Oh my Uber gosh. Era.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh boy.
Well, now that we know your musical history, mm-hmm. we can clearly see how you got from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Annie,
to Missy Elliott's Work It.
To Work It. Yeah. Britney Spears was your stepping stone to
She
this.
Was.
When did you discover that you had an affinity for like lady hip hop?
That probably comes from around that time, like middle school, I guess. Or, yeah, because I don't think I would have been listening to it before that.
Did you have to sneak it? Was this something Dad would not approve of?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was on the radio, so I could listen to Z100 in my room for anybody from the
Tri-State area.
Yeah, Z100. Elvis Duran and the Morning Zoo or whatever they were called. That was the morning show. And my friend's parents were more liberal and a little bit less hands-on when it came to that kind of stuff, I guess. So, yeah, definitely started listening to a lot of hip-hop. And that was when hip-hop pop, like, became a bigger thing, where a lot more music on the radio was hip-hop, you know, and not just, like, your Britney Spears's and Backstreet Boys and stuff. I think that was all happening at the same time, but there was kind of a shift towards a lot more hip-hop being on the radio, like top 40.
Especially around this era, around like the early 2000s.
Early 2000s, you know,
like,
where it wasn't just on Hot 97, but now you're hearing it on like more of the pop stations.
Once Eminem came around, then they started feeling okay playing it on pop music.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to draw some conclusions here, but
Michigan.
Really hard to say. That's Michigan was the key. I'm pretty sure that was it.
Detroit, what? They already had Kid Rock.
That's a sad conclusion we've just come to.
Yeah.
Is that the door was opened by Eminem and Kid Rock. And it's probably not wrong.
It's probably not entirely wrong.
Now, that's a bummer. Let's get back to happier times
by Missy Elliott
and the success of Missy Elliott.
Kate, as our guest, would you do me the favor, read us this intro into the chorus here?
I'd love to.
And this is about to get real nasty real quick.
Good luck with the backwards part.
Yeah.
DJ, please pick up your phone. I'm on the request line. This is a Missy Elliott one-time exclusive. Come on. That's the intro.
Yeah.
And would you like to hear the chorus
now? I would love to hear the chorus.
Okay. Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Tis sure for me to point, yam. That's how I would sing it. But reading it out, that's not what it looks like.
I think that was pretty damn good. Tis sure
for me to point, yam. If you got a big elephant trumpet. Let me search ya and find out how hard I gotta work ya. It's your friend, yep. It's your friend, yep. Okay, so I did know that this spelled something out backwards, because I remember that being a thing, like everyone trying to figure it out. And this was 2002, so I guess it was before you could just like hop on a computer and figure it out real fast. Like, you couldn't just Google it in your hands like we do on our phones. I mean, I guess we had Google and we could go on the computer, but I don't remember anyone being able to pull up the lyrics and just be like, no, yeah, I found it. It's right here.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a mystery. Decipher it real fast.
Yeah. I remember that being a contest on the radio once, was if you could call in and say what that line was spelling out, you won concert tickets or something. So I don't know if it was a secret before that, But yeah, it doesn't sound like what it is. But I guess when you play audio back, it's not going to sound the same as it looks spelled out, is it?
I don't think it is. No. Brad, can you share the conversation you and I had maybe 2 hours ago today?
Not really. I said to you, like, I thought it was pretty obvious what it was.
I found an article that was like, Missy Elliott's lyrics aren't really nonsense. It just like happened to come up while I was looking for the lyrics themselves to review them.
Right.
And I said, Brad, did you read this article? And you said, no, but I bet it's just explaining that the nonsense part isn't nonsense. It's just that line backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I thought everybody knew that already. And did I know that already?
No, you didn't.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, it's right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flip it and reverse it. And that's what they did.
But like I was saying before, like somehow Missy Elliott can pull this off, whereas I think a lesser rapper would not be able to. And I don't know why.
Pull off the backwards?
Yeah. Just like it's camp, it's goofy, but it works. Like there's something about it that works. It certainly doesn't rhyme backwards.
No, but does it have to rhyme?
No, it's just a lot of hip hop has a lot of rhyme.
That's true.
This does not.
I think like the impressive thing is that, except for Brad, who I guess is a genius and figured out what it was immediately, we all just accepted it, right? This song came out and it had this section in it that you pronounce so beautifully, Kate, but
thank
that I'm
so
not
much.
Even
Years
going
of
to attempt. But that I'm not even going to attempt. We all just accepted it. We're like, that's noise, and it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
And it turned out there was something going on there all along, but I didn't even dig deeper, not until today.
I wanna point out how much I love the fact that Genius Lyrics has written in elephant trumpet.
Yes.
I think that's great. I will say this, on the unedited version of this song, it's still an elephant trumpet.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not covering up any words.
No.
So
I think it's an artistic choice.
It is. It's like MIA's Paper Planes, where it's the shotgun noises and the cash registers.
Right.
Chinging. It just like, it works in the context of that song.
And I think we all get it here, right? I mean,
oh, yeah, sure.
You're talking about
elephant trumpets.
If you got a big and you hear an elephant noise and you think of the elephant's trunk, like we're all there.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
big noses.
It's not like a, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a big mystery.
You know what they say about an elephant with a big nose?
They make the biggest elephant trumpet noise.
let me search.
As the old saying goes.
As the old saying goes. As a wiser man than myself once said.
They make the biggest elephant trumpet noise.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
True. It's beautiful.
That's the truth. So the reverse part in this song, Missy Elliott says was a, quote, happy accident. She said, quote, the reverse thing, that was a mistake. The engineer happened to hit something, and it just went backwards. So after that happened, I said, yo, keep that in there, and I'm going to just write around it.
I like that.
So, like I said, I don't think a lesser artist would be able to pull this off the same way.
Well, she was flexible, right?
Yeah.
She was creative.
Yeah, she is she flexible. Heard- I saw her dance in that
Oh,
video.
My God. The split she does in that video, is that her? Because she really, like...
Well, she was a dancer before she had a solo career.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was part of another hip-hop outfit whose name I can't remember.
She did a split with such ease, she looked like Gumby.
And then
like,
at one point, she was up on her forearms with like her legs kicked out behind her also. I'm not sure that that was digital effects either.
Wow.
So.
Way to go, Missy Elliott.
Way to go, Missy
Elliott.
The part
that I do think was digital effects was when she was a tiny child with a dunce hat on.
No, I'm pretty sure that's also her.
Jury's out on that.
I don't think that is a dance move.
I feel like if they could do the bees in real life, then they could do that.
No.
Yeah.
See, I think this was probably the early predecessor to today's deepfakes. It started there with that technology. I mean, you look at it and it's like, oh no, that face isn't on that body. But
maybe it is.
Now we're at a point in time where we can make it look like that face is on that body.
I think you raise a very interesting point.
I was just thinking, she talked about how she lost weight in the video, and
70,
that was just like
71 pounds.
The full representation of it was she also just got tiny.
She got
That's
so
how
tiny.
She lost, all
she,
just that
got,
weight.
She lost weight. She
was
got
she
shorter,
Benjamin
too.
Buttoned? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring that up again.
Bring it back. What is the thing she's putting down?
Put my thing down?
Her thing?
Yeah.
Like her sex moves.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like a record. on my record.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. So she's trying to figure out if his elephant trumpet is worth it or not.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
So let me work it.
But she needs to work it in order to find out whether or not she wants that elephant trumpet.
She's kind of got familiar with it. She's got to get acquainted with it. Maybe get some hands on it or other parts of your body, whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
So put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It could be like just explicitly like my sex parts onto your sex parts, flip them and reverse them. Or it could just be like I put my moves on you and we kind of like flip those moves around and try them different and see what happens.
See if this elephant trunk of yours is worth it.
Right.
Yeah. I like it.
Can I real quick let you know that I am going to steal the term sex parts?
Sure.
Okay.
That was one of the most polite descriptions we have ever heard.
Which Katie loves.
I do. I love like she loves a euphemism.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is, right? It's just the part you do sex with.
Hey, maybe you can listen to this episode with your kids after all.
No, please don't. Okay, and if my mom is still listening, I hope she turns it off.
Terry, I told you to turn this off.
Well, now I have an idea for a sex ed workshop with Kate, where she uses Missy Elliott lyrics to teach young people about their bodies and consent.
I love it. Yes. I think you should do that. This is like a YouTube channel in the making.
It could be pretty great.
I think it could be incredible.
You don't want to have the talk with your kids. Just plop them down in front of YouTube. You can trust me. You know,
you call it sex parts with Kate.
Why can we trust you? What are your credentials?
Yeah.
Well,
your father was a pastor.
My father was a pastor.
You like Missy Elliott.
I like Missy Elliott. I am also a licensed social worker. That's a fact. That's a true thing. So I probably could, you know, I got some skills that I think I could apply to that.
That's amazing. You're a second social worker guest. I love it.
Oh, cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Emily as well.
Oh, good for Emily.
I do not want Emily to host a YouTube series of Missy Elliott's sex parts or whatever.
Be great. But Emily, you're not allowed to steal this idea. Yeah. Like copyright Kate Nichols.
Definitely.
I think that's how copywriting works. We just say it.
We said it into microphones.
It's real now.
Yeah.
So it's yours. No one can take it from you.
What if a listener listens to this and then they call it like sex talk instead of sex parts with Fate Pickles?
They do sex talk with Fate Pickles.
Sounds like mine.
If we have any listeners out there by the name of Fate Pickles.
What's your audience like? Are they thieves? You think?
I bet.
Is that who listens to this?
I think partially, probably.
People who have a history of stealing intellectual property?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's your demo?
Yeah.
That's huge like cross-section.
Do they also have the means? That's important.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I think you're safe.
They're listening to a free podcast. Are you kidding me? They don't have means.
They couldn't possibly make a YouTube video. Okay, cool.
No, only people with really sophisticated equipment could do that.
Right.
I also now think your YouTube series should be called Sex Parts with Fake Pickles instead of Kate Nichols.
Yeah, that'll be a good way to avoid any crossover between my comedy career and my
don't confuse people.
Yeah.
I also want that YouTube channel to be 100% serious so it doesn't cross over with your comedy career.
Yeah. No, it's for real.
Just like straight faced.
Listen, kids gotta get the message at some point, right?
That's true.
They do. And like if you're gonna teach kids about sex parts and consent, I think that's actually really important.
We live in a sex positive world now.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure these children are knowledge.
Word.
Word indeed.
Should we get into verse one?
Oh, Katie, you need to read verse one.
No. I don't want to read verse one. I would happily read verse two or three. But
you can replace any word you want with sex part.
Fun. Now I'm on board because I'm going to do that real early
on. This is the best idea you've ever had.
Okay. I'd like to get to know you so I could show you. Put the sex parts on you, like I told you. Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl acting stank? Then call me over. Not on the bed. Lay me on your sofa. Call before you come. I need to shave my sex parts.
No, you have to say chocha.
She says cha-cha. She definitely says cha-cha.
I think she says cha-cha. Cha-cha.
No, it's cha-cha.
We double-checked.
I feel confident. It's cha-cha.
Because I was upset that it was spelled chocha here. Or sex parts. You do. Or you don't, or you will, or won't ya?
See, that's the part about consent.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Missy Elliott. And thank you, Kate, for pointing that out.
Thank you, Ms. Pickles.
This is the part I hate.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my... This says tips.
Yeah.
It's tips. See my hips and my tips, don't ya? See my ass and my lips, don't ya? Lost a few pounds and my waist for ya? This is this the kind of beat that go ratatata, ratatata, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Come on. That was tough, guys.
That was tough.
You did it.
Thank you.
Go downtown and eat it like a vulture.
That is the worst simile I have ever heard in my life. It suggests, I'm going to get really literal here.
Yeah.
That the sex parts she's referring to
right.
are like rotted, decaying flesh.
Sure.
And that's just not a nice thing to say about yourself.
Just like absolute carrion, just like going to town on those sex parts.
Yeah.
Also, vultures don't tend to eat anything very ceremoniously, right? It's like pretty aggressive, like ravenous. But that's what I think.
Sharp beaks, you know?
I think that's what she might be getting at, is the way that a vulture eats, like they never know when they're going to eat again. And it's like they need that and want that more than anything else in the world.
A lot of chewing.
No, I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I hope that's not what she's trying to say.
I think she means like a vulture eats with enthusiasm and passion.
With veracity.
Yes, because they need to, because they don't attack things. They just find them and eat
them. Well, that's what I was going to say.
The reasons are different.
The vulture, like, says to me it's like a violent, ravenous attack.
The imagery is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I know that when, like, people are eating a lot, you know, someone might come in and say like, oh, you're just a bunch of vultures. You know, like somebody puts a pizza out on the table and it's gone immediately. We've all heard the folks involved in that scenario called vultures.
Mm-hmm.
But when you apply the simile like a vulture to what she's talking about eating, like it's very unappealing to me.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. And I agree with everybody's explanation, but I don't care for it.
You know what? I was just thinking like, vulture, I wonder if that was thrown in because it rhymed in particular, and I realized the entire verse ends with the same sound.
The cha.
Every line ends with a ya, ah, ya, ya, over, sofa, cha, cha, cha,
ta, 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 ta,
and then vulture. So it all has the same, an entire verse. All the rhyme is
that
the
soft
same.
A sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused as to whether or not she's going over to this guy's house or this guy is coming over to her house.
Hmm. Give me all your numbers so I can phone you.
Your girl acting stank, then call me over.
Oh.
Call before you come. I need to shave my cha-cha.
Hmm. I guess it could allude to different situations.
I think that's fair. It could be an inconsistency.
Sure.
Or it could be like, in this scenario, call me to your house. In another scenario, you can come to my house, but make sure you call first so that I can get my sex parts ready to go.
Sure, absolutely. So, so once I put down my thing, flip it and reverse it, either at your domicile or mine.
Yeah, I don't think that this song is one story about one partner.
That's true. Yeah.
It's definitely not a story.
It's
more of a philosophy in general of like, if I'm going to do sex with you, I want to know.
With your sex parts.
I want to know how big your penis is. I mean, that's what she's saying. Like, let's just put it out there. We're half an hour into the podcast. We got to.
Is that what we're talking
what
about? Is that a penis?
That's an elephant trumpet. Okay.
Let's address the elephant trumpet in the room.
Right.
We're talking about this man's junk.
What I really need to talk about after watching the music video two times was that I realized when she says, call before you come, I need to shave my cha-cha-cha-cha, right? And she like puts her hand out. The first time I just saw her putting her hand out, like, that's something I need to do, and I'm using my hand to show you that.
Looked
second
like
time
she was,
we
like,
watched
blowing
it,
a kiss or something,
her
right?
hand is full of pubes.
It's totally
really?
Full
her
of pubes.
Her hand is full of pubes. I didn't see it the first time. I saw it the second time.
That is the reason I asked to watch it again. I wanted to confirm that she had a hand full of pubes, and Brad, she does.
A lesser hip hop artist would not be able to.
And that, I mean, okay, I think that is one of those just like, yeah, let's just like be weird and put like a bunch of pubes in her hand.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to see that. I didn't need to see that.
No,
I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's the weirdest part of the video.
And like,
I mean, we'll get
how
into
would you
later,
do that? You'd have to, You'd have to be buzzing, right? To create like a clump in your hand like that. Like if you were just trimming and shaving, you wouldn't be able to accumulate
You'd
that.
Have to spend some time not shaving.
Right.
Well, I'm going to suggest that those aren't her pubes that she shaved.
Katie. All right. Listen, I've been down with everything you've said so far. But I am a Missy Elliott pube truther.
Whose pubes are those? That's the question.
She would not substitute false pubes.
I'm saying if those are her pubes in her hand, then that's also tiny her for real at the end of the video. Okay.
All right.
Well, then we agree.
Well, I didn't say we agree, but I agree to keep exploring this with you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
You know, I'm discovering something about verse one that disappoints me.
Okay.
And this is why sometimes I hate our podcast, because I love this song, actually. I think it's great. But once we start to delve into things, you always find stuff that pops up. And there are two parts of this verse that kind of go against the female empowerment message the rest of the song. Mm-hmm. The first one, and this is the looser of the two, because it could be for her, it could be her preference, is when she said, "Call me. I need to shave my cha-cha." Because is she doing that for him? Or is she doing that for her? You know?
She's doing it because she wants to do it.
We don't know.
Is he insisting that she shave her cha-cha?
I'm just saying, like, if she's only shaving it so that the dude could come over, then, like, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but we don't know. I do think that it could go in different directions.
Yeah, as a
she
pube
might
truther,
be someone.
Yeah.
Right. I've thought about this a lot as a pube truther. She could enjoy her sexual experiences more with less hair on her own body.
For sure. And I did think about that, and so kind of dismissed it until I noticed, only as you read, the line, "lost a few pounds and my waist for ya."
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, is Missy Elliott changing her physicality, not for herself, but like for some dude?
Right.
With an elephant trunk in his pants?
Well, I'll tell you what I found out about that weight loss.
Okay.
So she had hypertension.
Yeah.
And had to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So she dropped 71 pounds. She didn't lose weight for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost it.
But
to
in
that.
Order for the line to rhyme with every other line in the verse, maybe she just had to tag that on there.
Yeah, she's kind of changing this story, as you called it before, just to fit the rhyme scheme.
I don't like that though. That's going to be try harder for me then, because it goes against that line, especially goes against like the vibe and the message of the rest of the song. And I think if she had hypertension and she needed to lose weight in order to be healthy, and she did, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the line says, right, we got to go back to the text. The text says that she did it for ya.
Right.
And ya is the subject of the song. And the subject of the song is this dude.
Which is a lot of work, because she doesn't even know if he has the elephant trunk that she wants.
Right.
You know, the whole thing is
she hasn't yet searched it.
Right. So it's like, all right, in anticipation, just in case, I'll lose all this weight. It seems a little...
like, I gotta work it to find out if it's even worth it.
Right.
I've already shaved my cha-cha. I don't know why I'm saying any of this in the first person. And
it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna correct...
I can put myself in her shoes more.
Okay.
In your shoes.
Oh, no.
Missy.
Missy's shoes. The shoes of Missy Elliott.
Which are gigantic. I want to point that out.
Does she have big feet?
No, those soles. Those are those big like candy shoes that were
Big
in
the time.
It wasn't hypertension. It was Graves' disease, but that led to high blood pressure.
What is Graves' disease?
Yeah, I know
disease?
She had some complications that I think even affect her to this day, which is why she's not as active anymore.
Mm.
Let's see.
You have no idea what Graves' disease is?
Let's see. Symptoms include... anxiety, frequent bowel movements, hand tremors, bulging eyes, heart palpitations, cause an overproduction of thyroid hormones.
Oh, okay. So, obviously, it would be really difficult to have the career that she has with the symptoms that you just described, plus put hypertension on top of that. And you're like, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 2002. I mean, she was a pretty young woman in 2002. How old is she now?
Well, she was born in 71.
Okay, so she's...
she would have been 30-something.
She's 47 now?
Yeah, so she would have been...
16 years ago? Yeah, 31.
Yeah. I don't care for the entire line of rat-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah.
I like the rat-a-ta-tas.
I think there's too many of them. I think if it was just this is the kind of beat that goes rat-a-ta-ta, I would be okay with it. But then you follow it up with an entirely separate line of rat-a-tas. You know what that reminds me of? You ever see the Tosh.0 episode with this guy, Brian Silva, who's this, like, scrawny white kid from Florida who thinks he's, like, real hardcore. And he keeps, like, pointing his fingers like a pistol and going, rat-a-ta-ta-ta.
Yes. I do remember that guy.
Rat-a-ta. I haven't seen that.
You're missing out.
But, well, I'll do it later. Yeah. I think that, first and foremost, like, I wouldn't identify this, like I said, like, I listen to a lot of, like, music that I find to be empowering as a lady person, stuff that I find uplifts me and makes me feel, like, kind of motivated and, like, confident. I wouldn't necessarily call this one of those songs lyrically. Like, it's not a song that I go to where I'm like, oh, yeah, this will really get you amped up and, like, feel good about being a woman or something. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, this is a dance song.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's produced by Timbaland. It's very heavy on the sounds. And I think that is just more of what the song is trying to do, is make you want to dance. Yeah. Like, it's a club banger. It's a good song to listen to when you want to dance and let loose in that kind of way.
Yeah. You want to work it.
I don't think people are necessarily, like, I mean, the fact that it all the rhymes and the same, you know, it's not supposed to be giving you too much, I think, to think about. Like, it's relevant and stuff you might want to talk about, but it's not supposed to be.
Oh, sure. I mean,
I don't care. I love the sound of the.
Yeah, I like it too.
Ratatata.
I think it's a good amount of ratatatatata.
Do you like the phrase sex me so good?
It's fine.
I like it.
Really? Yeah. I would expect that to be something you would be like, no, I don't like that.
Why? Because it's not sex me well or something. How are you? Well sexed.
I got sexed pretty good.
Like, pretty well. It was pretty well. You got the sex was good, but you were sexed well.
Should it be sex me so well, I say blah 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 blah.
I mean, well is the adverb.
Yeah.
So yes, but who cares? But also who cares? Mm-hmm. You know?
Who was well sexed on my sex parts?
Yes. Yeah. Your sex parts were well sexed. Were sexed well. Or however you want to say it. But no, I think
that's how I want to say it.
Yeah. I think Sex Me So Good works within the line of the song and is in line with, like, common vernacular. People don't use good and well correctly.
Oh, yeah. This is a post-Color Me Bad world we're talking about here. I want to sex you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with good or well.
I'm saying, like, the sex me.
The sex me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can totally say sex me after Color Me Bad.
Sure. Yeah. Before then.
You couldn't do it.
Could not.
But no, I think the line fits with common speech. So I'm good with it. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my choke chop. You do what you don't or you will or won't chop.
Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. Do you want me to move on to verse two?
Yeah, I think you should go for it.
Let's see what I have to self-edit here. Oh, nothing. Katie, I don't think I have to edit myself at all in this one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Feel free to say sex parts anyway if you want.
Yeah, maybe just randomly pepper it in. If you a fly gal, get your sex parts done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up. Let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk. That's going to bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend want to be like me? Never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Struck ab t e cat ot ikil yisim ya et chow. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of fronts. Love the way my ass go bump 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 bump. Keep your eyes on my bub 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 bub. You think you can handle this badonka donk donk? Take off my thong and my ass go boob. Cut the lights on so you see what I could do. Come on. So Missy Elliott is often credited with, like, popularizing the term badonka donk.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because of this song. Yeah.
Do you think it predated her or do you think it's legit?
I think the term was probably around, but it didn't enter the mainstream.
So she made it part of, like, popular slang.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool. I never thought about where Badonkadonk came from.
Well, there you go. I think this is the best verse in the song.
Why?
Is it the product placement?
I think there's a little bit of product placement. I really want to go out and buy some Belvedere vodka.
You do, right? Now,
a little bit, yeah. And get some fronts. Because I think the rhyme is better. And
for sure.
The lack of the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-a-tat-a-tat-tat kind so of stuff.
So you're fine with the bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Yeah. It's very little drummer boy.
I always think of the little drummer boy, which is a weird connection. Well,
no, isn't there a line in there?
In the next verse, yeah.
Yeah, that, like, isn't it little drummer boy?
I really like how in the video when she sings the line, "Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster?" And he's, like, drunkenly looking through the glass at Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah. And then he passes out at one point. And I'm like, oh, no.
Did she drug him? I'm like, what happened? Yeah, that part was weird.
She's going to touch his elephant trunk against his
will. I hope not. That's I thought we were talking about consent.
The whole video would provide a lot of teachable moments, I think.
Yeah.
If you were doing a sex ed class.
With fake pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
What does bother me about this is she is surrounded by dancers as she's saying, keep your eyes on my bump, 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 bump.
Right.
But she's facing the camera and you can't see her badonkadonk. And I'm like, if I'm supposed to look at it, I want to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's a line
of other badonkadonks.
Several other. Yeah.
And they're lovely.
Sure.
They are all great. And I get it. Like, maybe, you know, like you can just look at these. But if you're asking me to keep my eyes on yours, I know the song, everything in the video doesn't have to literally line up with what they're saying. But if there are so many butts on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd like yours to be looked at like, hey, let me check it out.
Don't make this more of a challenge than it need be.
Come on, Missy. Don't hide your badonkadonk from us, please.
I'm not a prostitute, but I could give you what you want.
Nice.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just stating a fact.
Yeah.
That's all she's doing there.
You don't have to be a prostitute to
give him what he wants.
Whatever he wants. I don't know what he wants, but she can do it.
Right.
What does it mean when it says, let's make a toaster?
I think it's just to make the word toast rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is.
It made me think of toaster. Why a toaster?
Let's
why
get
a toaster?
Into the lab and build a toaster.
But
yeah, like it's like when people add to the end of a word when it's not there, like no, like
toast.
Yeah.
So they're just.
I think it's justifiable because it is something that occurs. You know, people do that, but it also, I think, just made it rhyme.
Yeah, I don't think it's justifiable, but I do appreciate your explanation. And I can't believe I didn't see what was going on in the line. I was so distracted by the sound that reminded me of a toaster.
Right.
That I didn't get the visual of them just like clinking glasses. Oh, let's boy, lift it up. Let's make a toast. Oh, well, I feel silly.
I'm focused on the line, take my thong off and my ass go boob.
Mm-hmm.
I have no criticism about that line. Well, just a...
Does she have to take her thong off for her ass to go boom? I mean, your whole ass is out.
Yeah, probably not.
If you have a thong on.
She's taking a little artistic license, you know?
Yeah. You're so forgiving.
Is there a lift and shape thong out there?
Oh, I don't.
I doubt it. Because there's very little material in a thong.
Well, that's true. Well, listen, I think if we've had two wonderful ideas here tonight, one of them is a YouTube channel where Fate Pickles teaches you about sex parts and the lift and shape thong.
I don't know. I'm not sold on the lift and shape thong yet. But
no.
I'm just saying, if any of our thieving listeners who...
I can't even conceive of how something like that would work.
Ask scientists, not me.
Guys, this is a creative space. Like, we can feel free to just throw ideas out here and see what sticks.
Thank you.
We're just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
We'll see what happens. You know, Brad... Do some sketches.
Yep.
See what you come up with. And maybe this will be our billionaire.
Make up some spaghetti real quick.
Okay. I was trying to say this will be our $1 billion idea.
Oh, sure.
And I just said, like, this will be our billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to go make some spaghetti.
You just knock out some spaghetti so we can throw something at the wall.
Spaghetti break.
I do agree with you, Brad. I think despite some little bits that we picked at, this is the best verse in the song, for sure. And now that the toast business is all cleared up, I feel both silly and relieved.
Never going to forget Toastgate.
Toastgate.
I don't think that was actually Halle Berry in the video, but it sure looked an awful lot like her, right?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be look-alike-y, right. So that you were really seeing what he might be seeing. It's like, oh, she's starting to look a lot like Halle Berry, but I'm not convinced that she is Halle Berry.
Because the other guy was definitely not Prince.
Totally not Prince.
Right. Very not Prince. Yeah.
Very not
Creepy
Prince.
Creepy Prince.
Creepy Prince. Yeah, scary Prince. But that could have been directing.
It's true. It was part of the vision.
Be creepier.
More tongue.
You're too much of a nice Prince. We want Creep Prince.
Oh, poor Prince. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka donk, don't. Take my thumb off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Should we read verse 3 since verse 2 is not too wacky?
Yeah, who's up?
I think we're back to Kate.
All right, let's do it. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Come on. Why tie, tie, oh, tie, oh, tie. Rock, tie, tie, oh, tie, oh, tie. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5 or shaking your ass, Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Come on, just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Kunta Kinte, a slave again, no sir. Picture Black saying, oh yes, massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minuteman and Big Red could outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. So you act dumb like, duh. As a drummer boy, go ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Come on. Oh, it's Cinnabon. I always thought it was just Inabun.
Cinnabon is cute, though.
Yeah,
it is. That's actually like a really cute reference for a butt.
Yeah. I do also want to point out, I was not trying to do any kind of Chinese or Asian voice when I read that line. Mm-hmm. It just, I'm used to hearing the song in my head, and I have a hard time reading what they wrote down here as the lyrics. So
let's
I had
just
to like
do a disclaimer for the whole verse.
Say it in my head.
There are like two dialects that happen in the verse.
Yeah.
Kate Nichols was not attempting to do either of them.
Yeah.
She was just straight up reading the song.
Yeah.
Did Missy Elliott just assume that she could speak Chinese?
Is that anything? I assume that it's like gibberish, like it's not any actual words, but I also don't know that language, so I don't know that it's not.
Well, what's written here on the genius.com page is certainly not a language.
Right. Okay.
It's just like phonetic.
Yeah.
Whatever syllables she uses to pretend she's speaking Chinese.
I think it might be insensitive Chinese noise.
Yeah.
So shame on you, Missy Elliott, for that one. Maybe we could have worked in some actual Chinese or cut those two lines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unnecessary to the song. Hilarious in the video when people are miming it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those two guys.
Oh, yeah. So, like, aggressively over-the-top gibberish speaking.
I
feel bad about laughing at that.
I do really like this part, though. Girls, girls, get that cash if it's 9 to 5 or shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you're ahead of the game. Like, you know, it's accepting of different lines of work. I like that.
That's sex positive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like that part too. The Kunta Kinte illusion.
Yeah.
Just to throw it in there, I feel like people are familiar with the reference to Kunta Kinte, but he's a character in the novel Roots, The Saga of an American Family by Alex Haley. And, you know, that's a pretty famous novel that deals with issues of slavery in
that
the United
States.
That was
turned into a huge mini-series.
Yes.
I think in the 80s.
And let's see. I'm not sure exactly when the novel itself was written, but the TV miniseries came out in 1977. And it's
77, okay.
Pretty well known. So that's where the Kunta Kinte reference comes from. And it's not written in the lyrics, but it's worth mentioning that after the line, Picture Black saying, like the end of that line is a shout of like, no, as in like, no, we're not going to bow down to oppressors.
Right.
So that's how that comes across in the song, but the no isn't written into the lyrics.
Shortly before that, Prince couldn't get me to change my name, Papa. Why Papa? Anybody?
Again, I think it's a rhyme thing.
Needed two syllables and a vowel sound at the end of the line.
Yeah. Why does this work? What is it about Missy Elliott that makes this work?
Is it just because it's fun and because it is what it is and there's enough cleverness in it to just kind of not mind too much about like little inconsistencies? Like nobody is supposed to be looking at it this closely, right?
I guess not, because this entire verse, it doesn't make sense as a coherent thought at all.
Right.
Well, what she's trying to say in the second part of the verse is, look at all these things that are unimaginable, like me being what? Like, what is she comparing it to? Just because I got a lot of fame, super, Prince going to get me to change my name, Kunta Kinte wouldn't be a slave again, Little Kim wouldn't date a pastor. Like, what
is she trying to say, like,
these are all ridiculous things that wouldn't happen.
Just because I got a lot of fame, I'm not going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe? Just because, like, these are all references to things you wouldn't believe changing into something else.
I think that's a stretch.
Is it?
I think she's just rhyming.
I don't think so. I mean, because Prince couldn't get me to change my name. Prince famously changed his name and changed it back again. So that reference made sense. And I do. I think it's her saying, just because I'm famous, I'm not going to change. Like, I wouldn't change my name. Like you said, Kunta Kinte wouldn't be a slave again. Lil' Kim wouldn't date a pastor. And, like, I'm still going to be me is sort of the implied meaning there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on board with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then what about when it gets towards the end?
What's going on with Minuteman and Big Red could outlast ya? Now it feels like she's talking to...
Now she's talking shit to an opponent.
But Minuteman is a song of hers.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think, as far as I know, and I could be very wrong on this, but Minuteman is not an artist.
No.
I mean, Big Red is...
A gum.
Is she now...
She's talking about the gums. So like, Minuteman and Big Red could outlast ya. Is she... I think she's talking about other people in the industry, like other performers, other hip-hop performers, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, a Minuteman and Big Red Gum, which notoriously loses flavor very fast, will outlast your career, but not mine. My career is going to be lasting because I'm better than you.
So I guess my question is, like, why are we shifting from the theme of the song up to this point?
Right.
Which was about...
Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys.
Well, no, which was about, like, whether or not...
You have a big penis and I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Sure. That is the main thesis of Missy Elliott's Work It.
Kate, right. Please, we all sex know parts, that. Please.
Listen, I go back and forth because I think they're interchangeable.
Oh, penis and sex parts are definitely interchangeable.
Right,
terms.
I think you normalize it more.
Mm-hmm. You penis know. Is a sex part.
Yeah.
You don't pluralize it.
Yeah.
It's not sex parts.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you have two penises.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, that's an interesting point. Like, why in the third verse then be like, all right, I have some other things to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, let me just
put these here. Like,
right. Yeah, but that there's a rule that says a song can't be about multiple things, but I guess it is interesting.
If this was like an essay, I would circle this part and say like, this is interesting, but maybe save it for another piece.
Yeah. But as a song in hip hop at large, and maybe even specifically in hip hop at this time, where this has probably endured longer. I am not a hip hop scientist, but the theme of like, I'm good at what I'm doing and I'm better than you is something that happens in a lot of songs. Yeah.
Do you think that many popular hip hop songs just kind of have to have that moment where they say like, by the way, I'm going to be greater than you are.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And I guess there is a lot in here about her, like, her sexual prowess. Like, I want to find out if you're someone I want to sleep with, but I also want you to know I'm very good at sleeping with people.
This could also be.
And so, similarly, there's a theme of greatness. Like, yeah, I'm very good at that. I'm also very good at being a hip-hop artist.
This could be, like, a double entendre, double meaning. Although, I'm just not sure why she's attacking the man who has been the subject of the song up to this point.
Right.
To call a guy a Minuteman, or you say that Big Red could outlast ya, that definitely is a dig at his sexual prowess.
Right.
So, we could argue that at this point, she's found out what's going on with the elephant trunk, and, like, it's not worth it.
Right.
But it's just weird.
It was not worth it for her to work it.
like, I would totally buy that reading of it if we didn't have these, like, kind of random couple of lines in between.
I wonder if maybe this is an example of a gender inversion of something that happens in a lot of hip-hop songs where it's like, girl, you're so hot, you're the hottest girl, and then once I sleep with you, like, you're a hoe, like, you're a slut.
I'm over it.
Yeah, like, kick him to the curb, like, get out of here. Or like, yeah, that girl wanted to sleep with me so bad. Isn't she a hoe? Which has always been a very interesting thing to me. And maybe this is like a gender inverse of that, where she's like, okay, I want to see like what you got. I'm so good at sex. We should sleep together. And then when she gets it, she's like, well, you suck. Like, you weren't even good.
Yeah. That was over before it started.
But before she got sick so good, she was saying blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I don't.
Is that what happened or what she was hoping would happen, though? I have to go back.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go back.
What verse was that?
It's the first one, right?
Yes.
She's asking him to there. She's saying, sex me so good. Or like, not necessarily asking, but I think that's the proposition, not the act has taken place. Like,
she wants somebody to sex her. So she wants somebody to eat her sex parts like a vulture. Mm-hmm. And then sex her so good, she says, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
But then after she searches that elephant trunk, she finds out that, like,
he's a Minuteman.
This guy's a Minuteman.
Yeah. I think that holds up for the most part, except we have these, like, five lines in the middle of verse three that are just about something else.
Yeah. I wonder if that is a way to tie the two things together, that this line applies both to the idea of you're a sexual partner who couldn't last more than a minute, and you don't last as long as Big Red Gum. Also, to all the opposing hip-hop rap artists out there, my career will outlast yours as well. I think that brings both themes together. Possibly in the song.
But then at the end, she's still giving him some of this Cinnabon.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, we did say before, right? Like, this could just be about, I don't think it's one story about her and one guy. I think this could be like how it applies to different people.
Or maybe she just likes it for very brief spurts of time.
Don't say spurts, please.
That's a praise.
She's like, thank you for keeping this brief, is what she's saying.
Well, two lines after that, she says, when I come out, you won't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
But that feels like it's more about industry opponents than sex partners with sex parts.
Mm-hmm.
Why you act dumb like a duh?
I mean, that's articulate. You know what? I do have to say, like, I have a problem with verse three, that I agree with the assessments we're coming up with, but maybe it was one that needed a little bit of revision. Maybe she needed to work it a little bit
this
more.
Song only, she needed to put her thing down, flip it
and reverse it
in again, this verse. All over again.
I'm seeing your computer screen, but I can't see it straight on.
Yeah.
And I see the lyrics on the left and I see Cinnabons on the right.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if that didn't just come up as an ad.
Oh, no.
That'd be funny if it did, though.
It's Google.
Stalking you.
Or is that when you went over, like, you highlighted the Rap Genius part and, like, it's like, this is a Cinnabon and it's a euphemism for butts?
Somebody decided to annotate here on on Genius. Cinnabon is a chain of baked goods stores most often found in malls and airports.
I mean, that annotation was unnecessary. Oh. I think we all could have gotten there on our own.
But imagine if you, like, came to this planet for the first time and you were trying to learn the culture, you would need that.
Mm-hmm. This one was done for the aliens.
You come to the planet for the first time. Day one on Earth, what do? You get yourself onto genius.com and you look up Missy Elliott's Work It. It's like, all right, this should help me figure out these humans.
You probably heard it in your Uber.
Maybe this was the call through Uber? The universe that brought said space creature here to Earth.
I think that's likely, yes.
I think it's likely too. Yeah. I mean, I'm basically on board with anything we say today, so.
So this song samples two other songs.
Oh.
Peter Piper by Run DMC and Heart of Glass by Blondie.
It samples Heart of Glass?
Yeah, the intro to Heart of Glass has this like electronic drum sounds, and that's what Missy Elliott uses as the beat.
That part? Is it worth it? Let me... That?
Is that what it sounds like?
It's like ticka ticka.
That's the best I could get it from in my brain out through my mouth into this microphone. Come on, guys, this is a safe space. Don't tear me down.
I'm not.
I tried. I took a big swing.
No, this is a creative.
Katie's tearing me down. Katie's the one that doesn't support women.
Whoa! Whoa!
Well, I knew that. I mean, oh. I could tell.
How dare you? How dare you both? Definitely support women.
I'm going to look up Heart of Glass on Katie's
phone. And I was just simply asking, is that what it sounds like? I mean, is it? I don't know.
No, okay. I think what I was hearing and trying to verbalize was the scratching sound of the record in the beginning.
Here, this.
That's the drums through all of Work It?
Yeah.
I am.
Mind blown, stunned. Huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I don't know if I know how music works.
That's kind of how I feel.
So this song also re-entered the charts in 2015 after she appeared at the Super Bowl with Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody went crazy talking about that little girl who dances in her videos.
Did I ever give the chart positions for this song?
I don't know if you did.
I don't know that I ever did.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Yeah, I don't think I did. This song was a monster hit. Number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 3 on the mainstream Top 40, number 1 on Hot R&B and Hip Hop, number 1 on Hot Rap Songs. This song was not as big a hit in other countries. It went to number 2 on the UK R&B charts. It went to number 2 in Belgium and number 3 in New Zealand. It didn't crack the top 10 anywhere else.
Huh. I mean, that's still pretty good.
Oh, I mean, it's better than I've done. Yeah. So, it's all pretty good.
And whenever we try to think of an artist to compare Missy Elliott to, it's always you.
Yeah. We're yeah.
Singer-songwriter.
Well, you can Brad see where Whitley. We really you know.
Intertwine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hadn't met you before, but I will say I'd always seen someone who looked just like you in my head when I thought about who is the most like Missy Elliott.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah. Sure.
That's true.
Yep. Just ask my mom. Yeah.
Do we know, because I meant to look it up, but I forgot, the name of the pigtail kid?
Oh, yes.
And I know, because I know she is still an actress.
Allison Stoner.
Interesting last name.
Cool name.
So.
And she's still around doing stuff now, isn't she?
She was. Like, people were upset that she didn't appear at the...
Yeah, everybody thought she was going to come out.
Right.
Oh.
Let's see.
Instead, we all got Left Shark.
That's
whatever
right.
that was.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
I forgot about that.
She was in the Step Up movies.
Oh, she was? I knew she was in Cheaper by the Dozen.
And I know that. Like,
she also appeared in We Fit related videos.
In the last year, she was like on Twitter talking about her sexuality and like.
Yeah, she came out in March 2018.
So. But does she have a YouTube educational show called Sex Parts? Because that will ruin my day.
I don't think she does.
Okay.
It's not listed on her Wikipedia.
You better get on it before she does. But I mean, she didn't come out as identifying as one label.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she came out saying like, I'm attracted to men, to women, and to anyone who identifies anyway, and I don't really want to label myself, which is cool. And she was, I think, doing it to kind of say, like, hey, this is an okay thing to be.
Word. Yeah,
which I liked. Well, that was the only thing I knew about her from 2002 to now.
I am going to have to book her for Sex Parts.
You should. You
for
should
sure.
Be a great
for
co-host.
I should clarify. For my show called Sex Parts, not for parts in artistic productions that involve sex.
Well, listen.
Whatever floats your boat, Kate.
Yeah,
exactly. No. That's why I wanted to be clear so that everyone knew what boat I was trying to float. Which
and it was the YouTube channel.
Having her as a guest, on my YouTube channel. Because I think we could have...
She'd be great.
She'd be great.
You guys would have great chemistry, is what you're saying.
For sure.
Yeah.
For professional purposes.
She used to dance for not only Missy Elliott, but also Eminem, Outkast, and Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, she had a real moment as a kid dancer.
Yeah.
She was really good and then also, like, adorable at the same time. So it was a good juxtaposition there. And I made a little career for her.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
What else do we want to say about the video?
I think we did it along the way.
I missed one thing. She swallows a car.
She eats a car.
Like a snake. That's the first thing that came to mind when we were labeling things as bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, why?
She's mentioning a car in the lyrics at that point.
Where does she mention a car in the lyrics?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just making that up now.
I thought she mentioned it in the lyrics too, but I didn't see it.
Let's go to the text. Can we find anything about a car?
Did we miss it? Is there a mystery verse that's in the music video?
I don't see. I got nothing.
Maybe not. Maybe I just thought that because I saw a car.
Yeah, I got no car here.
I think you're right, Brad.
But she just devours one. Can we talk about baby Missy Elliott as a dunce?
Why does she have to be a dunce? Poor thing.
Yeah.
All of her videos are so, like, wacky like this. There's always some sort of, like, weird CGI bendy effect going on, you know? Like,
well, it starts with a creepy playground, and then she just, like, flies in on her side. She, drags
slides in
on her side, just, like, hand by her head, chilling out. It's very weird.
I gotta say, the lip sync work in this video is excellent.
Yeah.
That guy on the phone in the very beginning.
That's Timbaland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One lyric I didn't talk about before, in the very beginning, this is a Missy Elliott one-time exclusive.
But it's not. We've all heard this song 900 million times. Yeah. I just want to confirm, I know they show a car in the video.
I'm very hung up on this.
And the car they show in the video, I don't think it's the one that she eats, has two tributes on it. One to Aaliyah.
Right.
And one to Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC. Is Aaliyah also on the back of her jacket?
Yes.
Okay. That's because what I thought.
Missy Elliott worked with Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. And she had died the year before. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she ever worked with Left Eye, but she did work with TLC after Left Eye died.
And so they must have known each other.
Right.
I mean, you have to make that assumption if she's choosing to include those two women in the music video.
Yeah.
Because, they don't have anything to do with the song, but it's like a very clear tribute to two women who had died around the time the song was
written. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't get a clear view of the jacket, and I just wanted, like, confirmation that was also Aaliyah on the back.
Do you want to talk about the dancing?
I love the dancing.
Yeah.
The dancing in this video is fantastic.
Yeah.
There is so much booty popping, I can't even handle it.
The ratatata. No, the badonkadonk. What does she say? What does she call it?
Bum, 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 bum. Look at my bum, 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 bum. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's great. It's really good.
Well choreographed.
Kate, are you also into dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dance?
For fun.
Just for funsies.
Yeah. Not like, I wouldn't claim it as a, I wouldn't put it on my resume.
Yeah. I also would not put it on my resume. Yeah. Our friend Emily, who's been on the show before, who's a social worker. Now, I took dance classes as a little kid. This does not make you, or me, a trained dancer.
Right.
And I don't remember what the context was, but at one point Emily was like, well, Katie, you're a trained dancer. And that's just been like our running joke forever. Because I'm not a great dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm just a person who enjoys dance.
Yeah.
So I would definitely not claim it on my resume.
Mm-hmm.
But being somebody who watches shows like World of Dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that stuff.
You can say that this video was exciting with the dance moves.
Oh, I love the dance moves in this video. Yeah. I don't think I can do them.
No.
No.
No, not a single one. What? No, absolutely not.
I like that Brad said no about my dancing so confidently, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
Katie, I think if you wanted to, and you try, and you practiced.
If you believe in yourself.
Creative safe space.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it now, guys. That would be embarrassing.
Oh, all right.
I'd have to practice alone for a long time.
Fine. I guess that's okay.
Do you want to throw a grade on this song, Katie?
I think I'm going to give it like a B+ or an A-.
Okay.
I think it is deserving of high marks. I think there's a nice level of cleverness in it. Like it is, like Kate was saying before, really designed to be just like a dance song that gets people out on the floor. But then when you look at the lyrics, there is a little bit more than meets the eye going on there.
Yeah.
But some inconsistencies, particularly in that third verse that make me feel like I don't want to quite give it the wholehearted A.
Sure. Windows down, radio up?
Oh, 100%. I am listening to the song. I'm failing at singing along.
Yeah.
I'm dancing poorly in the car. It's not safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, windows down, radio up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to shout out the outro because I do really like the message.
Please.
It's to my fellas. I like the way you work that. To my ladies, you sure know how to work that. I like that she ends on a positive note.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do too.
It's like, hey, whatever you got going on, whatever it is you're trying to work, you got it.
Congratulations on working it.
Yeah. Go for it. Work it. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
And I think I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in 2002, I would not have gone windows down, radio up. But in 2019, I would.
You've grown.
Yeah.
You've grown.
I think there's something I enjoy about it now that I didn't enjoy about it then.
21-year-old Brad. Yeah. Brad now. There's two different dudes.
Yeah. I think the only things I would sing along with are like the non-words.
Would you sing
despite
along with
despite your aversion to the number of rat-a-tat-tats?
Or the, yeah.
Those are your favorite parts?
Tie-tie-to-toy-to-tie?
No, those are just the parts that I can remember. That and cha-cha. I need to shave my cha-cha.
I love you singing along to that. That's good stuff.
I can sing that.
I mean, you could clearly sing along to Is It Worth It? Let Me Work It. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Right. Everybody knows that part.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then you just like make noises for two lines after that. I think you could sing along with a fair amount of the song and probably do it incorrectly a little bit and have a good time.
Yeah. And then there are some parts that I definitely would not sing along to also.
Right.
I also want to put that in there.
Yeah.
The lines in this song that I would not ever want to sing along to.
That you wouldn't approach.
Sure.
Hey, that's fair.
Kate, before we wrap things up, can you just tell people where they can find you?
Yes. If you're looking for me on social media, you can find me on Instagram at OhHeyKateNichols. That's OhHeyKateNichols. That's really the only place I am. I'm on Twitter. I don't use it, so don't find it. that's about it.
All right.
And so when you're doing shows and stuff, people will be able to see it pop up on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you,
for
coming out. We really appreciate much for it. Having me. Also want to plug my In the Works YouTube channel, Sex Parts with Fate Pickles. Check it out. Coming sometime between.
Don't say it's coming.
No, I'm normalizing the language. It's coming sometime between the fall of 2019 and the future. So please look for it then, where all YouTube videos are sold.
Perfect. We'll be subscribing. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
It's your permitted been when yet. It's your permitted. With that, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, please reach out to us. Our email address is decompositionpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at decomp_pod, Facebook and Instagram. We are Decomposition Podcast. Get yourself onto the Apple Podcast app. Drop us a rating and a review. Let us know what we are doing, good, bad, or otherwise. And finally, thank you guys again for listening, and you just chill till the next episode. Yeah.